When a SHRM speech turns into group chat gold. Hey, we attend the Wisconsin SHRM Conference every year as an exhibitor. This year, we were given the opportunity to also speak at one of the learning sessions, and it was awesome. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and now Paul, Neil, and myself add a title of session speaker to our resumes. So SHRM is the Society for Human Resource Management. It's a professional human resources membership association headquartered in Alexandria, Virginia. SHRM promotes the role of HR as a profession and provides education, certification, and networking to its members while lobbying Congress on issues pertinent to labor management. The annual Wisconsin SHRM conference takes place every October for 4 days, and it's a great resource for HR professionals to learn the latest trends, issues that impact the workforce, how-tos on employee engagement, DEI, culture, recruiting, retention. The list is pretty extensive. Now, at the conference, there's an exhibitor hall where vendors, including payroll benefits, retirement plans, staffing, continuing ed, promotional items, human capital management technology, which is our industry, and on and on and on. These are all out there, and they're talking to attendees to see if they need help. We go every year and chat with attendees about what they're working on and struggling with, looking to solve. And this year, the recurring themes included hiring and retention, engagement, culture, working with the generations and how to find balance at home, in the office, and then also work-life balance. So when we submitted our proposals for consideration as a speaker, we knew we had a great topic. And when we gave our speech, it proved to be a great discussion. Now, we had already done several webinars and podcasts on the latest legislation enacted at the end of 2022 regarding retirement plans. It's called Secure Act 2.0. The response and attendance for those webinars and podcasts was very high, so we felt good about our opportunity to speak at the SHRM conference. It turned out to be a great Q&A session. Paul Dowd, our in-house retirement plan specialist who's read the law, Neil Decker, retirement plan specialist and certified financial planner, and myself started our chat. And before the paint dried on our introduction and agenda, we were already answering questions. A couple of dozen questions, and an hour later, we had finished our slide deck, had some laughs, seen the attendees in unison nod their heads in agreement to our statements. All raised their hands when asked for responses. Many were taking pages of notes, and in the end, they all took our handouts, and we had folks stop by with additional questions. And we had numerous responses to our survey as well. Our goal was to pass along valuable information that would be used in decision-making at their companies, and I believe we accomplished that. After thinking it over, we also came upon a few other thoughts. Retirement plan legislation is complex. We all know that. We also know that while the government has great ideas, sometimes, and great intentions, sometimes, the implementation or execution is the issue. The goal of Secure Act 2.0 is to give employees more options and opportunity to save money for retirement. It's a great idea. Where it becomes problematic is implementation. And as we talk through the new laws and options this law puts in place, we had to remind the listener that making these changes, tracking the information, and reporting it correctly within the retirement plan, and by proxy through the payroll system, it's not been worked out yet, and many payroll vendors are not equipped to handle it. We also recognize that many of our session attendees are HR professionals first and foremost. They may also have overlapping roles in retirement and payroll. They really don't want to or have time to read, digest, and react to 130 pages of new laws around retirement plans and all of its impacts on their other processes. What they want is they want to be told what impacts them, their company, their role, They want to be told what to do so they can get back to their real job. So where do they get this type of information, and who is a trusted source that can help them? Now, in my opening comments, I talked about research I'd done on Secure Act 2.0. I attended several webinars presented by attorneys and accountants. They absolutely know what the law states. They also have little practical knowledge on the impact the law has on payroll and HR. And while they try to make it easy to understand, they don't speak the same language that HR professionals speak. No offense intended. We also then talked about timing. The law states there are stages to this implementation with specific rules for 2023, 2024, 2025, and beyond. There are also optional provisions each year, and the companies need to hit these deadlines. Unless, of course, something changes, like the government postponing certain aspects of the law to a future date because they haven't worked out the implementation. So how in the world is a business owner, leader, HR professional supposed to keep track of all these moving parts? Well, better find a trusted resource who knows how the law impacts admin processes outside of the retirement plan. Probably best to find a trusted resource that has a retirement team of specialists that have read the law, is current with any changes to the law, has a current, quote unquote, chances are it's already outdated, calendar of when the new laws and options are effective, and speaks in a language you can relate to. Might be best to have a resource that's been in the industry for almost 50 years. Might also be a good idea to be able to talk with these retirement and admin specialists in person, virtually, whatever works best, instead of getting dumped into a call center queue. And one more thought. One other recurring theme we heard from attendees of the conference is work-life balance. Now, we've all heard this phrase. It goes hand in hand with culture and DEI and work schedules and work from home and recruiting and retaining employees. We know this. What you may not think about, though, is this. Included in work-life balance is all employees, not just the people you're looking to add to your team, your current team, etc., but also the HR team. Let that resonate for a minute. They need balance just as much as every other employee, yet they seem to get lost in the process. While they are recruiting, hiring, onboarding, trading, the list is huge and diverse, they also need balance. Part of that might be attending a conference like SHRM. Sometimes I get the feeling I'm being used, in a good way, as a therapist. I've listened to some folks venting on the struggles they're dealing with, and I think sometimes they just need to say it out loud, even if they know I can't solve it for them. So make sure you give your people what they need. Maybe a 3 to 4 day conference every year is exactly what the doctor orders for your teammates. And if they learn and are fed with ideas, strategies, solutions, they may come back better than ever. Now back to our topic. We believe the folks that attended our session learned things. We also believe that we learned how they like to receive information and what we can do better next time. If we get the opportunity to speak again, we'll jump on it. And hopefully it will be another great group chat where everyone learns and gets better at what they do. And if you want to use this as a sounding board, a whiteboard of ideas, a therapist, let's go. Like Bill Withers sang back in 1972, we all need somebody to lean on. Lean on us to be that trusted resource. Until next time, thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the Benefit Companies. Historically, economic downturns thinned the landscape of many businesses, while also providing strategic business investment and management opportunity for savvy business leadership. Over decades, benefit company professionals have walked side by side with many businesses, building bridges over economic pitfalls and ladders to greater level of success in times of increased economic pressure. We've seen it all, solved every business administration problem. Insourcing the benefit companies is full-time access to an in-house, knowledgeable consultant with a a broad expertise and experience. No single business working alone has. Your in-source benefit company team keeps you plugged into changing rules and regulations. Right now, do you know possible strategic or financial advantages to modify employee benefits? Can you implement employee retention plans? How will legislation, including the SECURE Act, impact your company? Your benefit company's team knows will help avoid pitfalls and present affordable plans, enhancing your competitive advantage. Connect and Simplify. InSource, the benefit company. ConnectandSimplify.com.